listening to Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome back to Dishing It Up. You know, there have been so many stories written about this kind lady in our valley. Most of the headlines read like this. Former WNBA star and assistant coach and basketball executive steps away from the court and the limelight for a much bigger cause. Well, that star is former Phoenix Mercury champion Bridget Pettis, and the cause is Project Roots, creation of community gardens, feeding the homeless, donating to food banks, educating the community about growing their own food, supporting the homeless by feeding them from local community gardens and mobile kitchens, and offering seasonal produce bag delivery services in certain areas of the valley, and also farmers markets. Well, we caught Bridget. She's on her way out of town. She's at the airport, but we just had to give her kudos for Project Roots. Bridget, you walked away from a big deal and set out to create an even bigger deal, making our community a much better place. What inspired you to create Project Roots?
Inspiration comes from within. My heart, I would say, you know, just seeing my community, the Black community, in different ways, health-wise, that have been a big concern for me. My heart just opened up, and I wanted to do more and contribute more, and it just led me to the ground, to the earth, getting back rooted into what was naturally good for us and what could naturally benefit us as a whole. Project Roots was created, and from there, it's been touching lives, been a blessing.
It really has. Tell us some of the cool aspects of Project Roots, like the community gardens, the space of opportunity, the garden boxes, and the produce bag.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it's just been so much that has flourished out of the ground, literally. And the community garden, where we have new growers coming just to learn the land, how to grow food off the land. We use our land, the half acre that we have, grow as much food as we can to distribute throughout the community in our CSA boxes, also in our farmers markets. And we're out throughout the valley in farmers markets in Tempe, Uptown, also spaces of opportunity where the big farm is, and there's over 12 farmers out there that are growing, and we all, you know, just gather our food together, and Project Roots has found a way to distribute it throughout the community as a whole. So it's been just an amazing experience. We encourage people to come out and be a part of our volunteer program, which has been such a blessing for them to get their hands in the ground, for them to package up the food that will be shipped out, just to them, for people to be a part of what it is that can benefit us as a whole and not just our individual lives.
Oh my gosh, that is what community is all about. You know, Bridget, I often get bogged down with my own chatter in my head about how I, one person, can't really make a difference. You need a village. But one person can make a difference, right?
It's absolutely true. I mean, all the great masters, all the prophets, everyone have always said, be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
You do it. You be what you want to see different. And that's just the shoes that I chose to put on. I'm not a perfect woman, but by all means, like, virtues are at the highest of my interest. And I see that the world changes when we put our virtues at the top of our interest.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, not only are you providing food to the homeless and to our community, but you're really helping people learn how to grow. You've got garden boxes. You've got master gardeners that are on site that can help teach people how to grow their own food. What can Project Roots teach us about ourselves and our surroundings?
That this is the one thing where we all meet at. We all meet at the table. We all have to eat. That's something my father told me when I was a little girl. And he asked $10. We had $10, real quick story, to go. And it's a family of nine. And to feed us that day, my mother said, get some eggs, some rice, and some bread with the $10. So I rode to the store, It was a man on the street. He asked for some money, and my dad gave him 5 of it. And I was like, well, why would you do that? And he looked at me. He said, don't you forget, everybody has to.
Oh, my.
And we went to the store. We got everything we needed to get. I mean, I was kind of amazed that we still got everything because, you know, God works that way.
Oh,
and
my God.
And we went and I ate. And that's one thing that I noticed. That man got to eat that night, and we got to eat as a family. So,
oh, Bridget, what a story. We're talking with Bridget Pettis. She created Project Roots right here in the Valley. Volunteer, back this beautiful woman, help her, help our community. And in the process, your heart will be so wide open and bursting with joy. You're the perfect gift for us this holiday season, Bridget. Thank you so much. And people can find out much more information on your beautiful website at projectrootsaz.org. Safe travels, Bridget. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you too. Thank you. Well, I have a tasty but timely offer to share with you. It's a buy one, get one free, and I'm talking about holiday gift cards to Jalapeno Inferno. Enchiladas, fajitas, street tacos, green corn tamales, monster nachos, the chimichanga that ate Nogales, chili relleno platters, naked poblano, and a south of the border sampler platter. And that's just what I ordered. We have Terry Craig with Jalapeno Inferno on the line right now. Terry, Jalapeno Inferno is en fuego right now. Love your menu.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Tell us about this great concept.
You forgot when you were listing all those things you just said, you forgot the apple cider Rita we got going for the holidays.
That's
a whole other segment.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, tell us everything about Jalapeno Inferno, the ambiance, the food.
We have been at our original North Scottsdale location, which is Pinnacle Peak and Scottsdale Road for 21 years.
Wow.
My wife and I have gone to work pretty much every day there for 21 years. We
yes.
rolled our sleeves up and jumped in and made it happen. And then we opened the Pima Road location 8 years ago. And then we just opened brand new 2 weeks ago, the northern location in Peoria.
So unbelievable.
We're just mom and pop, old school, great Sonoran Mexican food, everything made in-house from scratch and not fancy. There's no, you know, $42 sea bass tacos or anything. Just good old-fashioned, like you said, street tacos.
Yeah.
And everything is made fresh every day. And I'm an old-school chef, and we do things the right way. And we apply that to the drink menu. We're among the first, you know, long before the craft cocktail days, we were squeezing our own lime juice and making sweet and sour for our margaritas. We think it's important not to, you know, pour sweet and sour out of a pre-made bottle. We
and
make it ourselves.
It makes such a difference. Well, Terry, Jalapeno Inferno, I get the jalapeno aspect. Well, where does the Inferno come in?
It's kind of a long story. We bought the restaurant, like I said, 21 years ago. It was Jalapeno's Mexican Cafe, and it had a fire that shut it down for about 6 months, I think, at the time. And we bought the restaurant during that shutdown. So we thought, let's have some fun with this, even though it's a little bit too tongue-in-the-cheek maybe or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we wanted the world to know that it was under new ownership. And so what better way to do it than Inferno after the fire? So
now,
very few people get that, but now you do. But yeah, we're Jalapeno Inferno now.
That's quite a sense of humor, which you need when you're a restaurant owner. But you've got 3 locations, and right now you're offering a very sweet, or should I say a really hot deal, for folks this month, buy one, get one free gift cards. Tell us about that.
Well, we've pretty much lost our mind. This is the greatest deal in the history of the world. Nobody, I think you can Google it, nobody is giving you an equal value gift card for the one you buy. We started this probably about 14 or 15 years ago. I don't even remember. But my wife's idea was, you know what, let's do a thank you at the holidays for our regular customers. And if they buy a $100 gift card on Black Friday, we'll give them a $100 voucher.
Wow.
Equal value. And I'm like, no way. Everybody out there does 20 on 100 or 5 on 20 or
yes.
whatever the math is. And I think you're crazy. And she said, no, this is a great way to, again, thank our regulars. And it's, you know, we'll keep them coming in all year long.
Wow.
They'll be still coming in in June after they do this because they got so many gift cards. So
that's
it's a cool deal, and we've got a name for ourselves for doing it, and nobody else is doing anything like this, I guarantee you.
That's incredible. So a buy one, get one, whether it's a $25, $50, $100 gift card, they're going to match it. That's amazing. You've got great happy hour specials Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, catering, and of course you're keeping us safe during COVID.
Exactly. There's, you know, just a couple caveats that we had to put on the deal. So that you buy your $100 hard copy gift card that you carry in your wallet, and you get a certificate for equal value that we say that's a, and that one has an expiration date. So, but you got till April 3rd, I think, year to use it.
Very
and
good.
That one, we tell people to give that one to a friend for stocking stuff or whatever, and keep the one that doesn't expire for yourself and use it all year long.
I love that, Terry. Keeping the Southwest delicious and alive. We're talking with Terry. Excuse me. We're talking with Terry Craig. Wow. I've got a little inferno going on in my throat here. Three locations in the Valley.
That was on purpose.
Grab a gift card and get one for free, but it's only good until tomorrow. So jalapenoinferno.com. Terry, thank you and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.